Hello, beautiful friend. I have a little tiny snippet of music.
I'll light the fire.
This is an oldie.
You place the flowers.
Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
So, I was just thinking as I was playing this snippet, maybe I owe an apology to anybody who listens to these love grams who is of a much, much younger generation than me. I don't know why most of the songs do tend to be older. And I'll tell you what, this one doesn't even really have anything to do with what I wanted to talk to you about, but it popped up. I typed in songs about hard love, which is kind of a weird Google search anyway, but this was one of the first things that came up, even though there's really nothing in here, I don't think, about difficult love. But I don't know, it's just nice to start with music. And I like the surprise for myself. I feel like not only do I not usually know what's going to emerge when I start talking to you, but it's fun to kind of be surprised by the music. So hello, welcome back. I just came from my dance class again. I think last week I made your recording right after my dance class as well. And I just can't believe that we're, I just can't believe we're still in the midst of all of this pandemic. I started making these back in March of 2020. And, but that's not what I want to talk to you about either. I just want to say hi, and I'm glad you've been with me. I'm glad you're here. It means a lot to me. The thing that I'm going to talk to you about today is actually from a Secret Agent of Change mission that my friend Rosemary and I did this week. And I'm going to pause this for a second. Not that you'd really know, but I just want to tell you that. Okay, I'm back. I realized I wanted to find the poem that we read, that Rosemary read, her poem that we did as a prompt for our Secret Agent mission. And this was a particularly, I mean, usually our missions have been very light and whimsical, sometimes kind of, you know, a difficult topic, but this one was really hard. My friend Rosemary's son took his life in August, so almost exactly two months ago, and we wanted to offer this mission in his honor as a way to, you know, express love in the world in his name. And, you know, I both loved that we were doing it and hated that we were doing it, of course. But I just got a message from Rosemary a few minutes ago, just overcome with beautiful emotion of how much it's meant to her to see the acts of love that are being delivered into the world in her son's name. And when I heard her message, I thought, you know, I neglected to invite my own Simply Celebrate community to this. It happened pretty quickly, and I just was neglectful. There's too many things going on this week. But then I thought, well, it doesn't matter. It didn't have to happen on that day. In fact, maybe it's a beautiful thing that the love can continue longer and that she will have a chance to see that if any of you choose to participate. And I'll just tell you, so basically for any of you who don't know what the Secret Agents of Change are, it started, I before I even knew Rosemary, I was participating in some sort of abundance class, and every day I was sending $5 to somebody who had impacted my life, and, you know, along with a gratitude letter for how they'd impacted me. And, you know, and of course, $5 isn't a lot of money, but just as a token, just saying, you know, this is just a small token to let you know the abundance I wish for you because of everything that you've gifted me with, something like that. Anyhow, I didn't know Rosemary, but I'd always really, really loved her poetry. And when she received that, she wrote a poem and posted it, and it was called Secret Agent. And she talked, you know, the poem was about the secret agent that sent her this $5. And people posted, all these people posted, I want to be a secret agent. I want to be a secret agent. And it just touched me so much when I saw that. And even though I didn't know Rosemary, I reached out to her and said, I think we should create a group. And that's sort of the origin. And because she is a beautiful poet, we just naturally started using a poem that she would read, and then I would create a prompt from that, something that the poem inspired people to go out in the world and do an act of love. And so your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to participate in this Operation Finn, is what we're calling it. And the thing that I love so much about our missions is that they can be as tiny and, you know, they can take a minute, or they can be more elaborate depending on who you are and what you want to do and what your life looks like at the moment. There's just plenty of room within them for it to work for you. And I hope that you'll hold that in your mind when I tell you what this one is, and maybe you'll think of something that you could do in the minute following listening to this, and that would be beautiful. Or maybe you'll want to do something a little bit bigger. That would be also beautiful. So we invite people to go out into the world and to do their secret agent mission, and then to report back in a Facebook group. Not everybody's in Facebook group, I understand that. But if you are, I will post the link, and we would love to have you post your story, because one of the things that is really amazing, and this is what Rosemary and I was leaving me a message about today, is that reading those stories, it's so heart-opening, it's so beautiful, it's so connecting. And right now, when there's so much hard news in the world, there's so much grief and loss and politics and, you know, anger, violence, that reading these stories is a way to just truly nurture ourselves. So I want to say that to you, even if you don't want to do a mission, I am encouraging you to at least come to our Facebook group and read some of these beautiful stories. Okay, so here's the poem. It's called More Love, More Love. Oh, and I'm also going to post a link to the replay of Rosemary read this aloud. We did a morning call, and it's beautiful to hear her talk about her son, Finn, and to talk about why this poem. And so I encourage you, even if you just listen to the first 15 minutes of the replay that I'm going to link to, I think you'll really love that, especially if you know Rosemary, if you know her work, and even if you don't, you will really, I believe, again, you know, just feel nurtured and connected by her love for her son and her love for offering love in the world. So this is called More Love, More Love. And just as a quick aside before I read it, we were going to do a whole different poem. And then when I was talking to her about the operation and about the poem and about Finn, it just came out of my mouth. I just happened to say, you know, I'm so glad we're doing this. You know, he was all love, and I want us to offer more love, more love. And when I said that to her, she said, oh my God, I have a poem called More Love, More Love. And so it was kind of this beautiful synchronicity of the moment. More love, more love. And she has a little quote at the top before her poem that says, sorrow is how we learn to love, by Rita Mae Brown. If sorrow is how we learn to love, then let us learn. Already enough sorrow's been sown for whole continents to erupt into astonishing tenderness. Let us learn. Let compassion grow rampant like sunflowers along the highway. Let each act of kindness replant itself into acres and acres of widespread devotion. Let us choose love as if our lives depend on it. The sorrow is great. Let us learn to love greater. Righteous love, expansive love, love so rooted, so common, we almost forget the world could look any other way. So beautiful. Again, please go listen to the replay to her reading that and telling her story about her son. By the way, Finn would have turned 17 in September, so he was 16 when he took his life. And the prompt, which I'm going to read to you right now, part of this, and this is the story she tells, is that one of the things that Finn did is he found ways to offer love to people that were difficult in his life. One of the stories that she tells is that there was someone he really didn't connect with at school at all. He didn't really like this person. And when they were on a camping trip with their school, she was having a lot of trouble carrying her pack. And on the hike that they did, and Finn carried her pack as well as his own, even though he didn't really like this person. And Rosemary didn't know this story until after Finn died. This young woman had told her this story. And that was one of the stories she told about why this prompt. So the prompt is, we're asking you to offer an act of love and kindness for someone who might be sometimes difficult to love. Close your eyes right now. Is there someone in your life who is difficult to love? Does somebody drop in mind? Think about this person and see if there's something that comes to mind that you appreciate about them. And if so, we invite you to write a letter or a postcard to them and tell them that thing that you appreciate about them. You can send it anonymously or not, or to simplify it, you could call them, or even easier, you could send them a text with one thing you appreciate about them. An act of kindness or love might also be simply doing something kind for that person, no explanation needed. Or if this is a really difficult relationship, someone who is really hard for you to love, your act of kindness might be to sit for a minute and to really hold that person in your heart and meet them and welcome them, as difficult as that is. Our thoughts matter, our prayers matter. Sitting with someone in your heart like that is an action, secret agent. And then we always give a double secret agent mission. And usually what we do for that one is we invite someone to do something kind for themselves. And so in this case, that might be seeing a part of yourself that you find it difficult to love and really holding that part in your heart, holding yourself in that good light, doing something kind for yourself on behalf of that part of you that's hard to love. We also have, you know, the special request that if there's a teen in your life, because Finn was a teenager, to reach out, to offer some kindness, especially if you know a teen who's going through something hard, which many of them are, of course, right? It's a hard time. It's hard to be a teenager. It's harder to be a teenager during the pandemic. There's been so much social stuff going on. It's hard to be a teenager when there's social media in the world. So if you do know a teen, reach out. Give them some added love. And again, you know, when we started the Secret Agents, all of our missions were secret. So feel free to do any of your love giving anonymously, but you can also sign your name to anything too. We're very open. The whole point is that maybe you just use this mission as a way to offer some love to someone, even if it's a part of yourself, on behalf of Finn. Thank you for being here. I love you. And please, if you have 15 minutes, I do encourage you to watch a little bit, at least the beginning, if not the whole replay, after Rosemary tells her stories and gives the poem and I give the prompt. People share all their different ideas about how they're going to offer love to someone who's difficult, and it's quite, quite inspiring. All right, and then we have another secret mission coming up November 2nd, which now I'm going to make sure I invite you to in advance. Rosemary and I will be doing another morning call that day. Again, that's November 2nd. I'll make sure I send you that out. All right. I love you. Thank you for being here. You're not difficult to love. I'm feeling great, great love. Bye-bye.